As the recession deepens and the state prepares for budget cuts, some say no government service is safe, and that includes first responders. The State Department of Health has asked emergency medical services on Kauai, Maui, and Hawaii counties to prepare budgets with 10, 15, and 20% cuts. In these counties, EMS is provided by American Medical Response. Maui Mayor Mike Victorino said the county would use federal CARES Act money to backfill any EMS budget cuts. Here's what he had to say at a press conference on Friday.
We stand ready to put CARES money for right now and wherever we need to do and whatever we need to keep those services up to par and even try to increase it when we can, we will stand ready. And so money has been set aside to help us in that area.
Now, Mayor Victorino didn't disclose how much money has been set aside. Kapena Hill is a paramedic on Maui and is the vice president of the Maui County Paramedics Association. In the past 28 years, he's worked across the state and also flies the air ambulance. He spoke with the Conversations producer Jason Ubai about the current state of EMS on Maui and what budget cuts could look like.
Currently on Maui, we have 11 ambulance stations. We have one response unit out in Malaya that covers the Malaya area, the west side, the south side, and over in town if everyone else is busy. We have one helicopter, the medevac, that's stationed at the airport in Kahului. And everybody gets transported, with the exception of Hana, to Maui Memorial Hospital. You know, and of course, Lanai and Molokai, they transport to the local hospitals there. As far as there's no specific plans for cuts. There's no units that's been targeted specifically. But what the state's looking at, or what the governor was looking at, was a way to, you know, decrease costs and see what was out there that could be cut, or ways that the budget could be shrunk. And there's really no other way to shrink the budget other than to cut stations, shorten hours, or services in some areas completely. And that includes things like the medevac. You know, there's really no community that's safe from these cuts, aside from maybe the outlying islands of Lanai and Molokai. I don't think we've gotten a new station on Maui for probably a good 15 years or more, if you don't count the response unit in Malaya. The last ambulance we got, I think it was Wailea, and that was in, I want to say 2004 maybe. So, you know, we should have been looking to expand what we have and add to what we have, but instead we're faced with the possibility of losing what we have, some of what we have. You know, any cut to any one station, any one community affects everybody. If you take away an ambulance from the south side, then when the one that's left is busy, now you've got to pull in resources from another community, which leaves them, you know, with less or sometimes with nothing. So it's kind of a domino effect, you know, just losing one unit. And if we lose multiple units in different communities, it's going to affect everybody way more often than not.
DOH has said that these are just proposals, but why do you believe that these are real cuts that are going to be coming in the near future?
So it's a statewide issue. They've asked all the departments to identify places they can make cuts. And so the Department of Health and then the EMS branch that falls under it, that oversees all the ambulance services across the state, was asked. So it's an issue that affects more than just Maui. Other counties were asked to do the same thing. You know, I know they've said nothing's set in stone, and now they're saying it's just an exercise to see what they could do, but it's not something that comes up that often. And there's been budget issues even before the pandemic hit that was affecting, you know, funding of all of the services throughout the state. With the lack of tourists and all the income from the spending, you know, the state's going to have a lot harder time, I guess, paying its bills, you know, like everybody else.
I'm sure many people would agree emergency medical services are and ambulances are an essential service and shouldn't be cut.
Yeah, you know, I understand there's places you have to, you know, you have to find ways to try and cut what you're spending when you're spending, you have less to spend, but it just doesn't seem like in the middle of a pandemic or during a pandemic, because we don't know if we're in the middle, the beginning, or the end of it, right? That cutting any kind of health services would be a good idea. I don't think anybody would consider cutting funding to the fire department anywhere on the West Coast right now with all the fires that are going on. You know, this might not be a fire, but it's affecting everybody. And, you know, when the tourists return, we face a huge increase in the call volume, and we're going to be asked to do it with less if some of these cuts are made.
How has COVID-19 affected paramedic services in Maui County?
It seems like a large number of our calls come from tourists, from visitors, because in the beginning we did have a lot fewer calls for service. But, you know, that's during a lockdown phase where people weren't leaving their home, so we had less vehicle accidents, less injuries at the beach or on the hiking trails. But the number of calls have been coming back up. You know, it's not what it was prior to the pandemic, but it's definitely a lot busier than it was, say, 4 or 5 months ago. A lot of people are calling, you know, with symptoms of the virus, you know, because you can't sit at home and diagnose yourself. So we're getting a lot of calls for things like that, things like just fevers or coughs or weakness. We're having to spend a lot more time with patients, cleaning up and disinfecting, you know, every nook and cranny of the ambulance after every single call to reduce the chance of cross-contamination or exposure. So the turnaround times for the units at the hospital have been longer than prior to the pandemic. So, you know, if we're asked to do more with less, that's going to impact the times that people are going to be waiting for an ambulance so they call 911 even longer.
Can you explain for our listeners why is time essential for medical response calls?
So time is important because in some situations like stroke and heart attacks, every minute that goes by, you have tissue that's dying, you know, and with strokes, it's tissue that's dying that can't be replaced. And with a heart attack, it's the same idea. You have damage to the tissue from whatever's going on, and the sooner you call 911, the sooner help gets to you, and the sooner you get to the hospital, the sooner they can start treatment that will stop the death of more tissue, which leads to a better outcome, better recovery, faster recovery, and a longer life afterwards. A lot of people see the ambulance as just a ride to the hospital, but we do a lot more than just drive people to the hospital really fast. There's a lot of treatment we can give you right there in your house or in the ambulance that can stop and reverse situations that could be otherwise deadly. Allergic reactions, bad asthma attacks, choking calls, instances where people's hearts actually stop and, you know, you need to get some medication or defibrillation to get their heart beating normally again. Every minute that goes by is a 10% less chance of a good outcome. So, you know, 10 minutes that goes by with no CPR is technically a 100% chance of no good outcome. So the time that it takes for an ambulance to get to you and start treatment is pretty important.
Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I just think that if anybody who listens to this is as concerned as the rest of us are, you know, you can contact the legislators, you can contact anybody in office that you feel can help make sure that something like this doesn't happen now. And of course, we don't want this to even happen in the future. So just support for, you know, the first responders, the paramedics, firefighters, and the police, especially during a time like this, is always helpful. Everybody's here for each other. Everybody's here for the community. So as long as we all stick together, we can keep challenges like this from affecting everybody negatively.
That was Kapena Hill of the Maui County Paramedics Association sharing his concerns about proposed budget cuts to emergency medical services on Maui and across the state.